here.
Andrea Turner.
Present.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Ivan Alsame.
Here.
Marcel Reed.
Here.
No. Reverend Gold.
Present.
Ken Aaron.
That's
Ali Lexa.
Here.
Lydia Brazan. Heather Gray.
Here.
Ifia Mwangaza, present. Teresa Allen.
Present.
George Ryder, absent. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Nia Bediako.
Ready to go.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Kathy Davis. Alex Steinberg. And Summer Reese.
Andrea Turner.
Present.
Campbell Johnson.
That's the tape. Okay, Arlene Englehart.
Present.
Bavon Williams.
Present.
And Andy Gold is absent. We have quorum. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, well, next on the agenda for Monday is the Development Task Force. Heather? Heather Gray is the co-chair.
I think it's the affiliate task force.
I can't hear you. Well, development's on the agenda.
I'm sorry, I think we finished development, didn't we?
No, the critical thing is the National Finance Committee.
It was my understanding we decided that the things for Monday were time certain, and that the other items that were previously on the agenda would carry over to the next teleconference meeting. Is that right?
The National Finance Committee isn't time certain for an organization that is in economic crisis.
Excuse me, what was that, John?
Microphone.
Yeah, okay. So everyone use a mic, please.
I would take exception to the notion that we made a decision about anything, and certainly the National Finance Committee report would take precedence over these other reports in light of the fact that we're talking about an organization which is in financial crisis. So if it's a matter of revising the agenda, maybe we need to do that in a formal kind of way with priorities consistent with the needs of the organization, of this organization.
Perhaps we could just hear from the Development Task Force Chair, Heather Gray, the National Finance Committee Chair, Tracy Rosenberg, and the affiliates, and perhaps we could get through the reports if we don't. We've spent quite a lot of time in discussion. We spent an hour and a half on development discussion on Sunday, whichever day it was, over the weekend, and the presentation this morning. Maybe we could get through the time that we have available if we just heard from each of the committee chairs and gave their reports, and does that seem reasonable? I mean, I think we could get through this and even hear from the executive director and take public comment if we just sort of move forward. What do you think, Bill? Take from the development committee chair, get the report. And
can I suggest that instead of reports, that each of the task forces just present their motions? You could take action. You know, we don't have to listen, just act.
We did that already when George insisted on moving development. What is the will of the body here? I'll take a motion from someone.
I move that the Finance Committee Chair please make her report, since that is our number one priority,
second.
Or at least allegedly.
Second. Nia seconds.
Okay, and we have public comment at 1 p.m.? The problem is we amended the agenda over the weekend. We moved a portion of development into the weekend schedule where it had not existed previously because of the desire of a member who would not be here today to participate in that discussion. So we had an hour and a half of development discussion. That bumped other things, including things like National Finance Committee report. So it is reasonable that we would then adjust the Monday schedule accordingly to get to some of the things we did not do on the weekend. Nobody's trying to short development. I'm on the development committee. I'm the one who put this stuff on here to begin with, so we'd have time to talk about it. We had a great presentation this morning. And that took 2 hours instead of one. So I see the development committee chair nodding her head, so I don't think she objects to this. So why don't we just, we've got public comment at 1 p.m., correct? National Finance Committee Chair, Ms. Rosenberg. Hi. How long do you anticipate needing for report motion?
I actually anticipated 45 minutes because we have five motions as well as a report, so I don't think it actually fits into this interval at the meeting, and I would prefer
okay.
that we give the motions the time and attention that,
that they
deserve.
Okay, thank you. So you're fine if we do this at the next teleconference in 2 weeks?
Yeah, I had pretty much resigned myself to that since we were unable to do it earlier.
Got you. Okay. And I agree the finances are the most important thing we're doing, but if it's not sufficient time to deal with it anyway within the time we have available, that changes the character of things. Dan?
Well, how does that fit in terms of the conversation we had last night after dinner where there was conversation about cup motion that you had prepared and the motion I had prepared and other motions on finance, which, gee, I mean, I hate to wait 2 weeks, right?
I know, so do I.
I mean, if we're trying to figure out a process for making cuts and dealing with BAI and so on, I feel like we should do that first.
Okay, well, I guess we'll just take a vote on this because there's not complete concurrence, but quite a bit of support. And I see the Affiliates Task Force Chair also looking at me because I know there are two motions from, oh, I'm sorry, you're co-chair. Sorry, there are two motions. You're on Affiliates from the Affiliates Task Force. Well, before we swim around with the agenda. No, two is our for public comment. Right. That's correct. But sometimes you notice the public has given us quite a bit of latitude if they're asked politely to let us run over time.
I have a point of information, Ms. Chair, Madam
yes.
Chair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To be honest with you, I really was talking. I wasn't paying attention. So let me just be honest with that.
Okay.
But I didn't hear why the treasurer couldn't give her report, and then I have a follow-up question.
Oh, it was just that there were five motions on there, and she felt that the time actually necessary to adequately discuss them and pass them would be about 45 minutes. I don't disagree. Five motions is a lot to get done in 45 minutes here, you know. So,
okay. And how many minutes do we have left for the section for the finance discussion?
Well, Bill is correct. We had set time certain for development for Monday. However, we moved a big chunk of development to the weekend, displacing other things, and we went long in that session this morning. So we're jiggering around with this right now, trying to figure out what we can get done in the time available.
Well, I would like to add
an hour
to the
and a half
jigger.
Is what we've got. Okay.
Well, I would like to add to the jigger.
Okay. Tell me what you think, please.
I agree with Dan that there are motions relating to the finances. And to me, this is the most critical thing. So whenever they're ready, we could do those on a teleconference. But what we have now from the weekend, can't we address those now?
The two motions that we were discussing last night on dealing with the expense
because
reductions?
They impact.
I think those motions are actually far more
germane. Okay.
Yeah,
those would be the two expense-cutting motions that we
absolutely.
Discussed last night.
They impact the foundation. That's what we should be talking about, right?
Okay.
All
right. So to try and accommodate what we have available, why don't we, if there's no objection, go for the two expense motions that we discussed last night. That'll probably take us half an hour. That'll bring us to public comment. Yes. I have a report out from executive session that I have to give. The executive director has not had the opportunity to give her report. The chair has not given a report. None of us have given reports. I don't know that whether we'll get to them or not, but why don't we go ahead and try to deal with the two expense motions, get to public comment, and see what tendril of time we have left and what we can do with it. Because to say now what we will do with something an hour from now is frankly unrealistic. It is right at the moment because we have a hardcore time that we have to leave by. So that means when we run out of time, we are really out of time this time. So let's go. All right. So that'll be, if there's no objection, our loose agenda right at the moment. Okay. Thank you, public. Those listening on the stream.
Is that exact order?
Okay. The order is, still getting feedback on my report. Okay. So the exact order will be the two expense motions that were under discussion last night, public comment, my report out. Maybe my report out after the two expense motions. It depends on how long it takes us. I don't want to hold the public up forever. But anyway, definitely the two expense motions, public comment, and the report out. And we'll see if we have sufficient time left to, you know. I know about the affiliates. I'm not trying to ignore it. I'm just trying to deal with the realities of time, which is we keep running over time. If we aren't able to pass the AMARC motions about affiliates today, we are having a teleconference in 2 weeks. We do this all the time. We can prioritize, okay? And my apologies on that if that happens. Okay, let's go, please. Everyone, can you let me pull up the motions from last night? Dear Lord, help me. Amen. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and I will read the motion that I had proposed first, and then Dan's. I presume, Dan, yours was a substitute, correct?
Or at least a substitute for part.
Okay, well, we didn't get time to continue working to see if we could make amendments to turn it into one motion that was sufficiently encompassing, but...
Just point of information.
Again.
Were you going to be doing a report out?
I am doing a report out. I'm doing it after the two expense motions.
Okay.
All right. So, one second, please, and I will pull up my own motion. And it's so much faster to go to your sent mail, isn't it? There's so much less of it. Okay, I've got it. Hold on, I think. There it is. Okay, I know, I sent it from the other box. Okay, sorry, folks, forgive me. Okay, there we are. Well, but I had sent it to Bill, so here we go. Okay, so this is the motion that I wrote, trying to deal with a more, what I saw as holistic approach to our necessity to bring finances in line. Oops. Okay, Bill, you know what? I'll be having you read it in a minute, just but I know, I can't find it either. How is that? I was finding actually the previous one that, and not my own.
Here, I'll read it. Okay, why don't you let me just share your computer for a second?
Whereas the Pacifica Foundation continues to experience a loss of listener subscribers to its units, with corollary declines in revenue and significant accrued and accruing debt, and whereas it is the legal responsibility of the Board of Directors to safeguard the assets of the Foundation, ensure its solvency, and take the action necessary to ensure its survival and adherence to the mission statement, therefore the Pacifica Board of Directors mandates that the following actions be taken immediately to reduce expenses at each unit sufficiently to bring expenditures in line with income, halt deficit spending, and reduce the long-term debt accruing on our books. That the executive director achieve the $1 million in expense reductions that she has proposed relative to the FY 2012 budget and reduce the accrued and accruing debt by aggressively pursuing debt forgiveness, restructuring, and or forbearance agreements from major vendors to whom large outstanding balances are owed. Further, that all vendor contracts be reviewed to determine their cost, benefit, and necessity to the Foundation and or its units. All contracts creating significant debt for the Foundation shall have their terms renegotiated prior to renewal so as not to continue with unsustainable terms. All other vendor contracts shall be reviewed to determine the necessity to each unit and shall be eliminated and or reduced in all stations where cost savings are possible without critically impacting each unit's primary function. Further, that all staff cuts be performed in accordance with applicable bargaining unit contracts. That cuts be made in a manner to least impact the listening public and performance of the mission statement. That cuts to management staff at each unit be considered and implemented before moving on to union rank and file staff members. Further, that the cost of benefit packages to part-time employees be reviewed for cost and those costs be presented to the Board of Directors within 15 days so that the Board may consider whether or not changes in benefits offered would provide significant cost savings to the Foundation while maintaining industry standard benefit packages. Further, general managers and program directors shall have 90 days to show measurable improvement in listener support, membership, and revenues. These increases shall not be achieved by increasing fund drive days, but rather through improved programming, appropriate and well-planned changes to program schedules to increase listeners and commensurate revenue in morning and evening prime time, and to actively engage all programmers and staff in pledge drive planning and execution and prompt fulfillment of premiums so as to achieve maximum improvement in results. The executive director shall report back to the Board of Directors within 30 days on the specific plans of general managers and program directors to achieve the above results and shall report back to the Board of Directors in 100 days on the status of the improvements achieved by the general managers and program directors, if any. Therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors recognizes its legal responsibility to protect the Foundation and its assets and to halt deficit spending, and therefore supports the $1 million in cuts proposed by the executive director with priorities as delineated above. I had a second yesterday. Does somebody want to do it now in open session?
Second.
Cool. Thanks, Sophia. All right. And see, and then Dan drafted another motion, and we didn't have time to work on seeing if we could get one motion out of the two motions. But go ahead, and before we have discussion on my motion, we've got to move here. Arlene first, and then Dan, you can read your substitute and get a second, and we'll okay. Just move on it from there, okay? Thanks.
I do have a number of comments on that motion. A couple of them I can make now.
Okay.
Most of them I would have to make in closed session, but I cannot support that motion at this point. I was willing to support it yesterday.
Thank you. Okay, Dan?
Okay. I think this is generally a substitute motion, but it's not. I don't think of it as unfriendly to Summer's motion.
Neither do I.
Be it resolved, the PNB instructs the executive director to manage Pacifica's projected budget deficit for the current fiscal year as follows. One, within 1 week, each station manager and the directors of the archives and the affiliates program shall prepare a thorough and realistic analysis of the station's projected revenue and expenses, including required payments to the national office for the current year. Two, in the event the analysis indicates a budget deficit, the station manager shall, and then this is additional language to what I wrote yesterday, shall include with his analysis a plan for balancing his station's budget at the end of the fiscal year. And the reason for the amendment is to say that if there's a deficit, the plan has to be part of the one-week submission. Three, the analyses and plans shall be submitted to the executive director and the PNB for approval.
Second.
And, you know, and just the motivation is I just want to make this an urgency. Like, next week we want to do this, and we want to be able to approve these plans. And the other thing I want to say is I don't see this as a complete response. I just sent out two other motions, which probably we won't have time for today. But the other two pieces of what I think we need to do are, secondly, get on top of the national office deficit, the list of bills, and get a plan to pay them. And then the third thing I think we need to do is give a strict deadline for BAI to come back with a plan to move. But those are not on the table right now, but just to explain that I don't think the motion I just read is a complete plan.
Thank you. And I didn't say anything to motivate my motion. And Dan and I talked subsequent to both of us writing. I mean, yeah. The reason I wrote that motion is because I did feel there was a lack of information and specificity causes fear and panic amongst people when you just see cuts and you don't have any idea. And I feel we do have many areas within the foundation that need to be reviewed for cost savings, and I wanted to encompass some of that. After Dan wrote his motion, I would like to get plans back from managers in a really short period of time, like 1 week.
I have my amendment.
Oh, yes, you do have an amendment. Thank you, Lydia. Anyway, just to be clear, there was some discussion that some of the long-standing accruing debt could be addressed by a separate motion. I'm fine with however we go with this. I just want to continue moving forward with the board making specific direction on dealing with these deficits. Lydia, and then Bill, Alex, and Teresa. Lydia?
Yes, and so my added wording is that the local station boards may provide a supplementary report not to exceed the timeline.
Okay, that's your amendment to Dan's motion, correct? And was there a second for the amendment?
Second.
Is there any objection to that amendment being added to his motion? Okay, good. Let's just keep moving. Thank you. Okay. Dan, can you send it to everybody again?
I did. I'll send it again right now.
And if you want, I'll send mine again, too, but I sent it yesterday. It was written. It was written and sent out yesterday at 7:30 in the morning to the whole board. Okay, got you. I sent it yesterday, and he sent his yesterday also. But and it was actually Alex and Teresa, then Bill and Afia. Sorry, because Bill said you were before him. I just didn't see it. Go ahead, Alex.
I will oppose both of these motions. I think they're fraudulent. I think they're pretending to do something that they're not. They're pretending that this board is going to be fiduciary responsible. It's not. The substitute motion is less offensive to me than the main motion. It basically asks the general managers to come up with a plan. The problem is the executive director has already developed a plan with the general managers. If you want to postpone that for another week, I don't.
Information.
Can I finish?
Hold on, please. Just wait. I'll take your point of information. I have something to say, but just let him finish, please.
Wait another week to go over the same plans. I don't see any huge objection to that, but I'm not sure what progress is being made there. The main resolution strikes me as so much happy talk. We're going to explore vendor contracts to make sure they're not sustainable. Well, gee, some of us want to have vendor contracts that are unsustainable. Some of us want to explore other priorities after we lay off people. It's silly. It's a stupid motion. I believe this board is completely negligent in its fiduciary responsibilities at this point. I am putting this board on notice.
Thank you. And your point of information?
Yes. Where is this plan that I can parole, that I can look at?
I don't know, Mr. Steinberg, before you leave the meeting room.
Yes, Mr. Steinberg, can you tell us where
the... No.
Is?
Not leaving. Okay, Wesley.
On notice of what?
Well, before I go with your point of information, I should have just... Can we have order? Okay, the members' comments were out of order. It is out of order to accuse people's motions of being fraudulent. Well, stupid's just rude. Rude, I don't really, you know, whatever. There's so much rudeness in this organization. I'm not going to waste my time on that, frankly. Anyway, it is out of order. Let the record reflect it. It is whatever. It's not really appropriate, but one can disagree civilly. Your point of information was, where is the plan? Is that what you were asking? Where is this written plan? Are you querying the executive director on it? Since
Alex was the one that made it, but yes, Arlene can answer since he's involved her in this.
Mike, please.
Yes, I would like to know about the plan and where I might find it written.
Or it could be forwarded.
Yes.
The written plan is not completely developed because getting information in from our stations in time to develop a cash flow for through September 30th, which was absolutely necessary in order to finish putting this together, was completed at 7:30 Thursday night when I was supposed to be making a trip to the airport. So we did get that cash flow, and believe me, the finance staff in the national office had been working until 9 and 10 and 11 o'clock at night for the last several weeks in order to pull some of that together. I have some of the specifics from the managers. I have figures that I had estimated before, and it's interesting that the cash flow very much validates what I had estimated. And I will be putting a written plan together, but I couldn't put it together until I got the final figures. And when Thursday night was too late to get it all into written format.
Thank you.
So that's what's coming. I mean, I personally believe in written plans, too. There are also some other specifics that need to be dealt with by this going forward, and a couple of them are date-sensitive, but they are closed-session issues.
Thank you.
Heather?
And, Arlene, there are plans for all five of the stations. Isn't that correct?
That is correct.
Yes, because you've been talking with all of the general managers.
I've talked with all of the general managers, and I've gotten relatively specific plans from four of them, and the fifth isn't the fault of the management, just that it's a matter of sitting down to begin to pull it together. Mm-hmm. And part of those plans includes the fact that it's necessary to meet with the unions. In other words, we have assured everyone from the get-go that we would be honoring all of our union contracts, and so that's a part of what goes into all of these. Another part is that in order to... One of my priorities from the get-go, and people that were on the board at my very first meeting in January of 2010 will remember that I took some action that the board was not super happy with, but that I think turned out very well in order to help us avoid a lawsuit. And that's been one of my priorities from the get-go, to try to cut down the number of lawsuits filed in this organization. And so part of my plan in dealing with these cuts is to work enough with HR personnel and employment attorneys to minimize the risk of lawsuits in the process.
Thank you. Nia's next.
Okay. Based on what Arlene just said, that actually overrides what Alex said. So I think that Dan's motion is quite apropos, based on what your verbal presentation is.
But I wanted to make one comment about that, and that is it's going to take some considerable help from the national staff in order to come up with those plans, and I don't think I'd have to ask LaVarne whether we could do it by a week from Friday. I know we can't accomplish it by a week from today, and that's going to mean that I pull everybody off everything else and we work on, you know, on pulling these together.
Could we?
For a week. Yeah.
Could we?
What?
Could you pull everybody up?
Well, I mean, just there are things that need to be done. Well, we have to do payroll somewhere in there, okay. But other than that.
So I have a follow-up question.
I'm saying maybe by a week from Friday, and I'd need some confirmation from LaVarne on that. But we can't have things by a week from today.
Okay. I have a follow-up question.
Go ahead.
So, Dan, would you accept, I like to say friendly amendment, folks, but for me it's friendly amendment. Would that be acceptable oh, my God, today's Monday. Next Friday?
That would be August 3rd.
Is that feasible, August 3rd?
I'm asking LaVarne.
LaVarne?
You know, there's been a lot of discussion. People have thrown out various things. I need to see something in writing, see what the targets are, see what's needed so I can respond. I can't just respond on something that's thrown out at me like at in like 5 minutes. So, you know, just send stuff to me in writing. We know what we've done. We know what our target is, and we can outline what our expected completion dates times are, and you send out what you're asking. We can see if that coincides with it. I'm sure it should. It's basically, it sounds like the same thing, but I can't respond just offhand when I haven't seen anything. I mean, this is always thrown at me. Well, I can't look at these numbers because I just got them 24 hours ago. I can't respond to what you're doing, and I have gotten nothing. The only thing I hear is your discussion. So give me the information, then we'll get back.
Friday, that's it. Yeah. Well, my amendment.
Go ahead.
My amendment is for a Friday. Friday, August 3rd. Could I get a second, please?
Second.
But you know, if I could just comment on that, Nia. Yeah. But my motion.
Yeah, just a second, Dan. I just wanted to make a point of information. As a point of information, I know my motion was sent out yesterday morning prior to the start of the morning session to the entire PNB. Dan, did you send your motion out to the entire PNB yesterday?
I did.
So perhaps it's because you did not rejoin us for the evening session. You were not able to get that at that time. I don't know. Did you see it? No, you were not. But right. I texted you several times. But thank you. No, actually, I asked you to rejoin us as well as the executive several times, but that's okay.
Information.
Well,
that's no.
I'm just asking, did you not receive the electronic copies of these motions yesterday?
I'm looking here.
Okay,
maybe
we could resend them, please.
I'm looking at
Thank
my email.
You.
I'll see if I can see it. But if I didn't see it then, I mean, I can't retroactive see it. I have to look at it now.
Point of information.
Point of information, Afia Longaza.
It was my understanding that what do you call it? Payroll was outsourced?
Certain portions.
But there's a certain amount of work that has to be done in-house, and we're in the process of converting to a new payroll company, which goes into effect on August 15th. So there's a tremendous amount of work on payroll right now making that conversion, in addition to the fact that there's always things have to be checked before they go to the payroll company, even if they're doing most of the work.
Thank you. Teresa and then Ken. And then Tracy. I'm sorry, Tracy, Dan, too. Thank you.
Are we discussing both motions right now?
I would like to be efficient. I'm fine with discussing both motions. We're just going to vote on them. You know, and I'm frankly fine with withdrawing my motion so that it can be retweaked with more information. I was simply trying to address the broader need to address many issues. Okay,
well,
so I'm fine with, you know, we just need to move forward.
Well, not seeing the motion. From what you just read, I thought you said within 15 days you wanted increased listenership or membership.
Within 15 days, I simply wanted to know what the health care benefits are costing us. I wanted a report from management on the cost, just a report. Okay. The listenership was 90 days with a plan from the managers in 30 days and some report on how it was going at 100 days to see. And I recognize that it may take longer than that to show actual results and change in listenership or finances, but one would like to see that there's an effort being made within a quarter. I would never expect anyone to change anything in listenership in 15 days. So.
All right, so you want within 90 days, you want increased listenership or membership?
Well, they kind of go hand in hand frequently.
If you want increased listenership within 90 days, but you don't want to do it with a pledge drive.
No, I said increased fund drive days. Our managers are, in the last couple of years, increasing their revenue by increasing pledge drive days by many, many days. That is not an actual reflection of increased listenership. So,
all right, so you wanted, within 90 days, you wanted increased listenership or membership?
I believe.
I object to a dialogue. We're on a queue.
Sorry, well, but I can't. I'm sorry, I don't have the motion to.
I'm sorry, I emailed it yesterday morning. I did not realize you did not have it. I am sorry.
Well, I'm not the only person in this room that doesn't have a computer in front of
me. That's fine. Could we please have a queue?
Yeah, we did discuss this at length last night during the session yesterday. And but anyway, are you asking me to reiterate each portion of the motion?
I just want to know this thing about the 90 days. Is it increased listenership or membership without increasing fund drive days?
Way at the bottom.
I think it was listenership.
Listenership. Okay. All right. Okay. Probably with
it's
more.
Improvement in listener support, membership, and revenues. I'm not vague about things like listeners you can't count. I count the ones that are sending in money because it's an indication that our revenue would increase.
Okay.
Arlene.
Yeah. I would recommend. I agree with many of the.
Can we help her with that? It's stuck.
Wait. I'll just pull it off here. Okay, I would recommend that we tweak that just a little bit. Number one, we don't see increases in listenership until we have pledge drives. That's right. Where the numbers get reflected.
Sure.
So being we don't have a major drive until the fall, that's not going to be reflected. Secondly, I think we have to recognize that you don't get results from changes in programming within 90 or 100 days. And so I would change it to say, that we want to see a plan for how programming is going to be affected in order with the goal of increasing listenership. I think that's what we can do within 90 days.
Sure. And Arlene and I had discussed this somewhat yesterday, that one might want to put a six-month frame on something like that. So
okay. It takes at least 6 months.
But it would take an amendment to change this.
I object. Can we go to parliamentary procedure and use a queue?
Yes.
And the other thing,
you're on the queue.
The other thing is for Dan. Dan, you're saying that you want reports from the station managers, the affiliate director, and the archives director, so about projected revenues and expenses. So are you asking them to put in writing what they've given, the arrangements that they've already made with our executive director? Be real specific about what they would...
First of all, I am dubious about what's been done. I certainly don't know that it's come through KPFA. Maybe the other four stations have all had good conversations and figured out what to do.
You don't think the general manager has worked with the executive director on those projected cuts?
You know, I don't want to be pejorative. The only thing that I know is when I hear the conversations, it's a lot of, you know, who decided on the million? Was it the frat? Was it the ED? Was it somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
What directives have been given to the stations? Were they told to cut people? Were they told to come up with plans? Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Well, you and I are disadvantaged because we're not.
I object to the crosstalk
of
the
frat.
Parliamentary procedure.
Okay, folks. So Teresa, please just let Dan answer the question, which is already out of order, but it's okay. Let's just do it.
I apologize for taking.
No, you're fine. Just
okay. So my notion is, let's, as a board, mandate our stations to do something in a week and give it to us and give it to the ED and give it to the CFO and then have them react very quickly, and then perhaps by our telephone meeting we'll be able to approve the whole deal. And I'm a little bit, you know, I heard Arlene say it may take her more than a week, but my motion doesn't ask her to do anything within a week. It asks the because
GM.
I think the process should start at the bottom, at the station level, come up to the national office and to the board for action.
Okay. I would like to say one last thing.
Okay.
I think it's great to put the station managers, the directors, to the wall, because I feel that they're giving pushback to the executive director about the cuts. And I mean, I've heard it when the GM was speaking yesterday, and I've heard stories of how people, I mean, I've talked to several different people, board members. But my point is, I was under the impression that we needed to cut money because of past expenses. So saying right now we're going to break even, revenues, expenses are fine, is not going to help the fact that we're in the red. So cuts need to be made. And I don't think your motion talks about cuts to catch up for the losses we've made because of New York and WPFW and et cetera, et cetera. So okay, how are we going to deal with that?
Well, that's why I put forward a motion that addresses
the bullshit. I call for parliamentary procedure. Please follow
yes,
the queue.
Okay, for following the queue, actually, the public is what is up next. Public comment. Hold on, public. Queue. Just folks, just a minute. My God, are we going to devolve in the last hour? Please. Public. Members of the public, do you mind bearing with us for a few more minutes so we could try to just finish this subject and vote on these two motions?
You promise to be nice to each other?
Well, I can't promise that, but I'll always promise to be nice to you. So, anyway.
Look,
I think
board
10,
members
probably
gonna,
about 10 minutes because we need to get this wrapped up.
Board members are going to have to start going to the airport. It's
right, and
to me that Alex's call for orders of the day, and I may have to get out of here too. I really.
So what are you saying? Orders of the day? We should just go to public comment and not finish the queue here?
If things are time certain on the agenda, we should try to.
It's amazing. Nobody objected the last 3 days when I asked the public to work with me. So I find it interesting that board
people
members
weren't leaving for the airport. They are now.
The meeting was scheduled.
I've had insults and fraud thrown out today by board members, so I'm not sure about smart remarks. Excuse me. Shh. The public seems very graciously behaved. If I could get the same from the board, we would be fine. Thank you. Will you bear with us for about 10 minutes, please? Thank you. Somebody call the question.
You don't have that discussion, no. Madam Chair. You're changing the agenda. That requires a two-thirds vote.
Wow, I am floored, but that's cool. Members of the public, I've got six of you. I'm not going to waste time on this. I'm not going to have a vote here to get two-thirds to change the agenda when you're all willing to be helpful.